Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pieces of Alice, and I am Alice, your host. I'm glad you're with me, and we have a great topic for tonight. It's my life kept hidden, no protection. And basically, I got this from social media, and this is in regards from the new documentary that's out, or that was shown on Lifetime Network on cable. Surviving R. Kelly, and it's kind of hit home with me. So tonight I'm going to give a little bit about myself and what I feel about the whole R. Kelly bullshit, and people who are supporting the predator. No, that will be mine. So, but first off, if you haven't, I want you to follow the show, please, so you can stay in tune with all the other great shows that's going to be coming up soon in this year. We're starting off the new year. And I want you to follow me on Instagram. I changed my page a little bit. So, and also I have two other pages on there with the CGF Entertainment Radio Show. And that's with my girlfriends. And then I have Just Me Magazine, so follow those. Follow me there, on there. But in light of the part, it's a three-part, okay, let's just get into it. So it's a three-part series of Surviving R. Kelly, and it's a documentary that, once again, is being played on network. I think tonight is the last show. I have not, so you understand, I have not seen the documentary, and I don't care to see the documentary because I already know a lot of some of the stuff from R. Kelly career. Being over 50, I was pretty much there when his career had started in here in Chicago. And there's a lot of rumors that was flying around then about him. And up until now, from the time he married Aaliyah and so much. I placed on my Facebook page. If you want to go to my Facebook page, Alice Boswell, I have two of them. Just pick one, and I put a video on there of an interview or what a couple of people were saying about, well, one with Roland Martin with the expose. He had an interview with the expose, Sparkle. And I know y'all remember Sparkle. She's an R&B singer, and R. Kelly was supposed to help her with her career. The one that really kicked the whole thing off at that time when it became information about her niece being molested by R. Kelly. So, and then some interesting facts came up out of it. So this is allegedly because he wasn't convicted of it. And to be clear about that time when he urinated on a 14-year-old girl, have sex with a 14-year-old girl. This is what Roland Martin said, and I was very shocked because I thought he was acquitted of all charges. This is what he said, Roland Martin, unfiltered. So you can find this on YouTube because this is where I saw it at. The jury, quote, the jury was clear that R. Kelly, that it was R. Kelly on the tape. I didn't want to see the tape, but I ended up inadvertently at the time looking at the tape. So, yeah, I say it was him, too. The jury was clear that it was R. Kelly on the tape. Couldn't determine the age of the girl in the tape, and that's how he got acquitted. The father of the young woman got on, and I didn't know that part either because I assumed that they got paid off and moved to a different place. So there's so many sections to R. Kelly's life that's like another different part and another different family. However, the father of the young girl that was in the tape got on the stand and said that it was not his daughter that comes from Sparkle. And you know what? This is it's pedophiles are pedophiles, and predators are predators, and they have problems, and we must. I don't know how many times I have to say this. We must protect our children. And men, you must protect the women. You must protect us. I am along with Jada Pickett. So I was on Instagram, and Jada Pickett, she stated, "Help me understand how R. Kelly's music spiked." Right? And she's going to be talking about this on her show on Red Table Talk on Facebook on Wednesday. And I'm like, I had to respond back to her. Me either. I don't understand either. And when you look through the Facebook postings or social media posting and people posting big bold letters, "I don't give a effing flying fuck that y'all don't like R. Kelly, he didn't do this, and I'm still going to be listening to his music, and I'm still going to be following him, and I love me some R. Kelly." It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. You know, you people are, and maybe I shouldn't say it that way, but people are, I don't think you're thinking about the other person. You want to victim blame. You want to blame the parents. You want to blame the girl. But nobody wants, and I heard this in one of the YouTube videos I was listening, no one wants to blame R. Kelly. This is a grown-ass man that married 15-year-old girl, and if you fucking think that he was not having sex with that girl, you're fucking crazy. Okay, so I'm not going to curse anymore, but it's heart-wrenching. It is. It is totally, totally crazy, right? Aaliyah's mom, now she's dragged into it, so she is in denial, as someone said in the, if you listen to the Roland Martin Unfiltered on YouTube, she's in denial. She says, "My husband and I were always with her," referring to Aaliyah, "and at interviews and every place she went throughout her career." So if that's true, how did Vibe magazine print and you didn't sue a marriage license that shows Aaliyah and R. Kelly being married, Robert Kelly being married? Now, explain it to me. How are you with her? We cannot, you know, they're jumping all over his ex-wife, Drea Kelly, right? Because she gave details of allegations of abuse from R. Kelly. Now, you can watch that on The View, which is on YouTube, too. So that was an episode of there as well. You know, Tank, he's an R&B singer. And I was looking at his IG page, and he said, "A lot of artists," this is quote, "a lot of artists, songwriters, producers, record executives, etc., are very confused as to how to respond to what they seen and heard," quote. I'm going to say this. It's been going on a long time, and no one can tell me, no one in that industry, the entertainment industry, just didn't know. Just put a blind eye to it. That's all. All these women can't be lying. And mind control is a, you know, it could be something else. It can be something else, you know. You have a lot of, let me tell you my story. You know, and this is just pieces of me, so this is why I can't support. And I'm going to say predators, pedophiles, and you can't victim blame, right? You just can't, you know, because it makes it harder for a person to come out and say what the truth is, because people victim blame, and I'm gonna show you why. When I was 4 or 5, I remember it's vague, but I remember my mom having a party in the house, and I think my dad was there. I'm not for sure. I don't even know if they were together at the time. Anyway, and I remember holding a doll, and there was so many people in that apartment. And I remember someone taking my hand and leading me to the bathroom. And I remember this guy leaving me on the floor, and he gets on top of me. He didn't penetrate me or anything. He just got on top of me. I remember a few minutes later, he gets up, he sits on the toilet, and I have my doll in my hand, and I'm like, can I go play with my doll now? And he just put his hand in his face in his hand. That's the first time I remember, first time of molestation. Didn't know what it was at the time. All I remember, I clearly remember this man saying, don't tell no one. Just go play with your doll, don't tell no one. And I didn't. I don't remember ever saying anything to anyone. So let's skip over some years. About 9 years old, we had moved to the, we were living, I grew up on the west side, but then we moved to the south side of Chicago in Roseland. And I'm laying on the couch, and my aunt's husband wakes me up and takes me into the, takes me into the pantry and molests me. Right. Now, I did tell. And I think it fell on deaf ears. I don't know. I even had attitude from my aunt. I think she thought I was lying, that they believed him. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm 9 years old. So in order to stop what was happening to me, I remember getting that night I got a for dinner I got when I had to wash the dishes. Yeah, I washed dishes at 9 years old. I got a knife, which was a steak knife. It wasn't a big knife, it was a steak knife. And I did my routine, took my bath, had to get ready for school the next day. And I go lay on the couch. And then like clockwork, sometime that morning he was early. You know, my aunt, she drank a lot. My mom wasn't there. He'd wake me up and he'd take me to the back into the pantry. And I had my knife, but he didn't see that I had my knife. And I kind of cut him. I didn't cut him badly, but he didn't bother me again. I asked him to stop. I said, please stop. I don't want to do this anymore. We didn't have penetration or anything, but it was still the fact that the man was touching me unwantedly, right? So let's go on down some more. I guess about 17 years old, by this time I'm doing all kinds of things. At 17, I was going into bars, and I was in a bar, and I got mad at an ex-boyfriend. I think I saw him with a girl. And I got upset, and I walked out of the bar. I'm in Roseland, right there on 113th and Michigan, right off Michigan. Barber's Lounge, if anyone remembers it, in Chicago. And I leave out because I'm upset, you know. And I had been drinking a lot, so I probably shouldn't have left, but I did. I left. And wasn't in my right mind. I haven't been drinking like that in a long time again. But anyway, I walked down the street and I just said, you know what, I just need to get some air. So I was walking around the block. So as I go around to 112th Place, the station wagon pulls up his man, jumps down, and he grabs me. He put me in the car. And attempted rape was trying. And he pulls me into this alley. And you know, and it was rape. He didn't penetrate me, but it was rape. So use your own mind on what happened. When he found out that I was like on my cycle, he couldn't have sex with me. So, and I was so distraught, and my mind just went blank and bad, and I tried to go to another place to get out of this whole situation that I was in. Anyway, he put me out of the in the alley, right there in between 113 on State Street, between 113th Street and 112th Place. There's a little alley there. So I come out of the alley. He puts me out of the car, station wagon, blue station wagon. I always remember it. And I'm walking down the alley. I'm crying. I'm upset. My clothes was tattered. My brother called us over in the game. He was with his friends, and he saw me. And he saw me at the same time. So they're trying to chase his friends. They went to chase the station wagon, but they couldn't catch it. And he knew. So I go get my stuff, and I tell my friends what had happened. Two things happened there. A couple of them said they didn't believe it. No, I don't believe you. I don't believe that happened. You just want attention so you can have that boyfriend back. Another thing, a couple of other friends, they're like, well, it's your fault. You shouldn't have left. So if you go and tell the police anything, nobody's going to believe you because they're not going to do anything. No, you're a black woman who was drunk, you were drinking, and you left out in the middle of the night. And then on top of that, you was in a bar at 17 years old. So victim blaming. And then as we go down the line, and I give pieces of me, it's pieces of Alice, so I'm going to give you pieces of me, other things that happen. And it's amazing to me that we do these things and victim blame. And, I had this conversation on CGF Entertainment Radio Show. And a couple of ladies say, well, I'm just not going to blame one person. I'm just going to say, well, their dad's going to blame just R. Kelly. They will also blame the other person, too. My question would be, well, what if that was your daughter? I blame her, too. Someone tell me, how do you take a 15-year-old child? And are we going to lose Aaliyah at the time? Okay. Aaliyah was 15 years old when she married R. Kelly, 27. How would you take that and say, I blame her, when you have a grown-ass man fucking with a child? She's a child. Oh, well, piecesofalicelive@gmail.com, or go on my Facebook page, or go on my Instagram at piecesofalice, and just tell me that. How is that even possible to say, I blame them? I blame the mothers, I blame the fathers, but you don't blame the fucking predator that's destroying our girls' lives. Let me tell you, when things like this happen, when it happened to me, it changed my whole sense of being. 5, 9, 17. It changed me. It changed me to the fact I didn't want to go out and molest anybody, but it changed my mindset that I wanted that one person. Now I was always looking for love. I didn't have it. Bless my father's soul, he tried his best, but he wasn't there. And that was just the truth. He wasn't there for me, I always felt that I was always looking for something because things have happened to me in the past. And things happen to people. Your mind get weak, and some people have strong minds. They deal with it. They drink. They do drugs. They fight. They steal. Things happen to people. Things happen, and it changes your whole concept of. And when you are abused, you need help. So, I didn't even get the help I needed until after the age of 40 years old. That I can really even just sit and talk about it. Reading some of the responses on social media, you wonder, what if that's with their child? Would they still be thinking the same? I don't know. I know a couple of girls, one of the girls that was on the show said that it was her daughter and she did that and I taught her better, so I would blame her too. How do you fucking blame a child? And I'm such a stop person, but how do you blame a child? How do you? How do you blame a child and not blame the victim? Oh, I blame him too. You can't blame the child. When a person has status, R. Kelly has a status, right? And I'm pretty sure people they're stargaze. I'm at an age now, I don't give a shit about being stargaze. You know? If I see you, fine. If I don't, I'm fine. If you're not for my people, black people, I don't give a fuck anyway. So, but how do you stargaze? They stargaze. They're happy to be with him, and they want to. They think they're gonna get, and then now I become a man girl. And mind control is a bit. I'm not gonna even lie. It is a bit. They had a guy on Intellectual Radio. So if you go to Intellectual Radio, Facebook, go to the Facebook page. Their Facebook page. They had this guy that was putting people to sleep. All right, and I'm still saying I don't believe it, but they said it was true. And they have a video of him just putting people to sleep, and they wake up and they don't know anything. Mind control is something else, you know, and it can happen. And you got to be careful. And men, I think that you should protect us. And men and women, we should protect our children from these predators and not give them a pass. Because that's all you're doing. You're giving them a pass. They said, oh, I wrote it down. His music went up 16%. 16%. How's it, the music increased for R. Kelly. After they showed the part one and two of Surviving with R. Kelly, I guess these people just had to prove that they're going to stick by him no matter what he do. It's okay what he do. It's okay that he rapes people. It's okay that he abuses people. It's okay that he's a pedophile and he lurks looking for young children. You know, it was rumored back in the day that he used to go to the high schools and pick up girls. Come on. We talk about a grown-ass man. A grown-ass man. It's you know, I give props to those who try to step. Chance the Rapper said, quote, I apologize to all the survivors for working with him, talking about R. Kelly, and taking this long to speak out. There's so many, many more of you celebrities that need to stand up and speak out because you knew this was going on in the first place. You knew it. You cannot tell me in an industry like that that nobody knew. No, you just had blinders on it, right? I just saw a horse race, and they had the blinders for the horses. That's what you did. You didn't want to see the left. You didn't want to see the right. You just want to see the fucking dollars that was in front of your face that he could make for you, right? And the industry, they wanted the money. They just wanted, as long as R. Kelly made them money, they were happy. Let him destroy all the lives that he wants, right? John Legend said to everyone telling me how courageous I am for appearing in a documentary, it didn't feel risky at all. I believe these women and don't give a fuck to a serial rapist. Easy decision. So true. Again, in the industry, you knew it was happening. You knew it was happening, and you just decided to turn a blind eye. Look, these women need help. I don't care if they're 20. I don't care. 15. They need help, and they need someone to stand up for them. And all these people that are standing up behind R. Kelly say, oh, he didn't do that. Y'all know. That is just, oh, they blame the parents. They're blaming. And I'm not saying, if you took your child and gave her to R. Kelly, knowing what type of person he is, yeah, you need to be blamed too. I couldn't take my child and give him to R. Kelly, period. No, I would. And I saw something on Instagram say, well, how many is going to his concert? Hell no. I went to one R. Kelly concert, and that was before that thing happened with him and that young girl that was on the tape that was circulating at the time. And I haven't been to another one of his concerts, period. Once again, when I am a survivor of sexual abuse, and it changes you, it changes your whole outlook of life. And when that happened, I was able to heal myself. Like I said, it wasn't until over 40, because, and I can tell you a whole lot of shit before 40, that I did, that I got to that point when I had to heal, get myself healed, right? You know, it's not funny. It's just for life when these pedophiles out here and when you're fucking protecting them, right? And he's not the only one in the industry. You can name countless of industry famous, of famous people that have been with young girls and find ways to be with these young girls legally, you know. It's just, I wish I could talk about this all night, because this people need to hear. You got to understand what you're doing. Don't blame the women. You got to start eventually, man, and I'm eventually start blaming the predator. You have to eventually start blaming a person during the lies. As John Legend says, quote, serial rapist. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I have some videos on my Facebook page you can go and take a look at. I have, I saw some videos on YouTube. You can go take the Roland Martin. That was really good because he had a panel after he had the interview with Sparkle. The View with Drea Kelly, that was on YouTube. So look that up and you get a chance to see that as well. Oh, it was one with Damon Dash, too. He's like, he wasn't having none of it. And it was with Jay-Z, about Jay-Z and the Rockefeller label, and why he walked away or why it finally dissipated. So take a look at that one, too. That one's on my page. I put that one on my page. I saw that one. That one's on my page. Come on, people. Anytime a 27-year-old man marries a 15-year-old girl, you don't think there's anything wrong with that? And she got a lot of backlash for that. I remember when they were calling her a slut, they were saying she was fat. She's 15 years old with a 27-year-old man. You do not think and this is a question for the man. Let me ask you this. If a 15-year-old girl tries to come on to you, what would be your normal reaction? Go sit your ass down somewhere. At least I hope that's would be your reaction. I'm going to tell your fucking mama. You know, it's crazy. You know, so much. But, again, I gave you pieces of me in it. And I can tell you, I don't give any predators a chance, period. I don't care if I have to be alone for the rest of my life. I don't give predators a chance, and I don't think they need forgiveness. I think they do need help, and I think they need to be in jail. And I do believe R. Kelly is one of them for the alleged crimes that he has committed. My name is Alice, and this is Pieces of Alice, and I hope you join me next week. Thank you very much, and follow me on Instagram and look me up on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn, too. So, let's, people, stop protecting these predators for our children, okay? Let's just please stop.